Our gospel reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you, persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you, falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I come today with a sermon that asks you to consider this question. Are you living like you're blessed? There's one characteristic of human nature that I find most intriguing, and that is how often we forget that we were created to be in relationships. Some of you may remember this. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2 to be exact, verse 26, if anybody wants to look it up, God says, and I quote, "Let us make mankind in our own image and likeness." And then it goes on from there. Now, notwithstanding all of the deep debates and theological conversations and confusion about what that may or may not mean, the bottom line is simply this. Above all things, God created us in his image to be and to live and to thrive in community with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then there's one more layer that gets connected to that, and that is God created each one of us to be in relationship with each other. And so, to be in a healthy relationship with one another, it means that, and here's the part that gets a little tricky, to be in a healthy relationship with another person, it means that you are aware of that person. You know what they, you know their needs, you know their wants, and if you get to know them well enough, you even get to know what their desires are. And as that continues, as that relationship continues to grow, what you'll find is that you have developed a unique bond. And if we can manage to live into that thing called a relationship with one another, fully attentive as a part of that relationship, what you'll discover is that you are blessed to be in that relationship with God first. You are blessed when you are in a relationship with the persons that God has placed in your life. And then, here's the part that we tend to overlook. By being in a relationship with God and being in a relationship with your other fellow human beings, you are also blessed to be a blessing to someone else. And so this brings us to the challenge that we're facing in our scriptures today. For as we reflect back to our Old Testament scripture in the book of Micah, what we find are the people of Israel in a place where God wants them, where rather they want God to bless them They want God to watch over them. They want God to protect them. They want God to be in that type of a relationship with them. But in return, they are not willing to hold up their end of that relationship. Just out of curiosity, and you don't have to admit it if it's a bad thing, but has anybody here ever been in a one-sided relationship where you do all the giving and all the reaching out and all the loving and all the caring to have nothing come back in return? Anybody ever had that kind of relationship? And so in an attempt for God to try to turn this one-sided relationship around to make it a two-way relationship, God called the prophet Micah to deliver a message. And that message was a simple one, to just remind them that they made a promise. From the time that they cried out for help when they were in bondage and slavery in Egypt, when God faithfully responded by bringing them out and leading them into the promised land and protected them all along the journey, and he fed them and he clothed them and he did everything that was necessary, all God asked in return was that they live a life that was faithful and acceptable to him. Just simply know that they have been blessed. Enjoy that. Be faithful to him and live a life that shows that you are not only in a relationship with God, loving the Lord your God with all your heart, but that they're also loving each other, caring for each other, looking after each other, protecting each other. Well, unfortunately, as you read further into the book of Micah, what you'll discover is that that was only short-lived. And then we look at our gospel reading. Here we find something else that's taking place. In this scripture that most of us have become very familiar with, known as the Sermon on the Mount, the one thing that kind of gets glossed over is that when Jesus enters into this area and he sees this myriad of people all standing around, the scripture says he sees a crowd of people. What Jesus actually sees are a group of people who are struggling in a broken relationship. He sees people who are in such a bad relationship that they can be considered lost and hurt, and in some cases even battered and abused. He saw people who were in such a bad relationship that they needed to hear a word of encouragement. For you see, the relationship that they wanted to be in with God was being shaken because of the people who were set as their leaders, who were supposed to lead them and guide them and teach them and love them. That relationship had become abusive because they were using them for their own personal gain and profit. And so as Jesus took his place on that mount, he then began to preach a word of encouragement to them, telling them that they are blessed in many, many different ways. And at the end of it all, he finished by giving those who were being oppressed and abused and in the broken part of that relationship a word of hope. And then if you read a little further, it then becomes a word of reprimand for those who are in charge. Beloved people of God, as I look out into the world today with our scriptures as the backdrop, I'm compelled to ask this question. How many people are living like they are blessed, living their lives in such a way where first and foremost they are honoring that first commandment to keep that relationship with God, that loving, trusting relationship with God? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, all your strength. And then embracing the second commandment, to be in relationship with your neighbor, loving your neighbor the same way that you love yourself. When we look out into the world, what we see happening is that there are many people who have allowed themselves to believe that the only relationship they have to be concerned about is their relationship with God. I love God, God loves me, God takes care of me, God blesses me, and I don't care about anybody else around me. And yet, God has called us to go even further than that. It's hard to understand how being in a relationship with God only is a way of life when we're living amongst an entire world of people who God loves. And so it's with that that I challenge us. As we continue this journey known as life, what does it mean to be blessed by God? What does it mean to walk this earth knowing that you have been blessed, not just to be a blessing to yourself, but to be a blessing to those who God has placed in your life? Beloved people of God, as I read both the Bible and sadly the newspapers of today, it's easy to see how people who have this really great, strong relationship with God have dismissed all those around them. They'll dismiss people who say, well, I'm blessed because God blessed me. And those who are not blessed because they're lazy, they're looking for handouts, they're trying to beat the system, they're not worthy, they're not deserving. But I can't help but to ask, who are we to decide who's worthy of God's blessings and who's not? Now, truth be told, we may encounter some people who fall into those categories of being lazy, et cetera, et cetera. But in all honesty, it's still not our place to judge. For just as God blessed Abraham and told him to go out into the world, for I have blessed you to be a blessing to all those you encounter, God has also blessed each and every one of us here today to do the same type of work. Knowing that God has blessed you so that you may live in relationship with God and with your fellow human beings. Knowing that God has blessed you with so many things that you may be a blessing to those whom you encounter on your life's journey. Knowing that God has blessed you personally, and it's not somebody else's responsibility to take care of them, but it's your job. Beloved people of God, I'm sending you home with homework. And your homework is to wrestle with how you will answer this question. Am I living like I am blessed? Pray on that at some point during the week. And in your time, wait and hear what God says as you reflect on your life, as you reflect on your actions, as you reflect on how the relationships that you have built with the people around you run through your head. Be still and hear what God has to say. And then, when all that is said and done, if you like what you've heard, then by all means, continue. If you're not liking what you heard, then ask God for guidance on how to change that. And then live your lives accordingly. As I bring this sermon to a close, there's one thing that I want you all to do for me. I'd like everybody to just look at somebody near them. Look them in the eye. Come on, look at somebody. Don't look at me. And say to them the following: God has blessed you to be a blessing to someone today. Now look at somebody else. Look them in the eye and say to them, God has blessed you to be a blessing to someone today. It's nice to be in a room full of people who God has blessed. God has blessed all of you to be a blessing. You have blessed me by being a part of my life. Now I challenge you, go out and be a blessing to someone else. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for blessing us, that we may be a blessing through our resources, through our love, through our time, through our patience, through whatever it is that you have given us. Lord, we thank you that you have chosen to use us in this way at this part of our lives. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.